You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Matthew Shaning didn't start out as a cellist. He had loftier ambitions, literally.
I was interested in aerospace engineering. And so I got into Cal Poly to go there, and I ended up not going there and going to a junior college just to try things out because I wasn't totally sure. And then after a bunch of jobs I hated, I ended up falling back into music and realized that that's really what I'm supposed to be doing.
Matthew Shaning has taken a circuitous path towards music in more ways than one. First, there's his sound. He's among a legion of looping cello players that includes David Darling, Zoe Keating, and Hans Christian. Like them, Shaning takes his cello, which looks more like a skinny black lacquered stick, and overdubs layers of strings in real time. Now in his late 20s, slender with shaggy brown hair, a light beard, and dark, brooding eyes, it seems like Matthew Shaning should have taken a path straight into music.
Well, my father's in the San Francisco Symphony, and my mother's a professional flautist in San Francisco, and yeah, I grew up with my dad practicing and my mom teaching flute lessons, listening to Stravinsky and Mozart, Beethoven, and I used to sneak backstage at Davies Hall and listen to music. And yeah, so I grew up around it.
So he took up the cello, but while in high school, he put it down for nearly a decade, working in a Bay Area pro audio store as a salesman and installer. Briefly, he took his cello out again for a world fusion chamber group called Wuta.
Wuta was a lot of pieces I performed on piano and guitar, and then I took the cello out for a few pieces there, but I also worked with my friend from childhood as a violinist and another friend from middle school as a drummer, and the three of us did this whole album, and I think it was in 2002. So I pulled the cello out of the case, recorded like four tracks, and then put it back in the case. And then it stayed there again for another few years.
A few years later, he was packing to attend the Berklee School of Music when singer-songwriter Sarah Eden Davis asked him to play some cello with her. That led to session work with more bands.
And then I got to a point where I wanted to do something serious and be a part of something. And so I approached all the people I was working with and said, well, I'd really like to be an official part of this, and nobody wanted to work with me. So I did my own thing, and here I am doing my own thing.
He could do that because he discovered a device that allowed him to record loops of his cello in real time.
Right about the time that I essentially got fired from all the bands I was playing with, I was still working at the store, so I took home this looping pedal just to try it out. And the first thing I did was write Desert Dreams, which is from the first cello album. And then I was hooked.
Berklee went out the window, and Matthew Shaning began the arduous job of building a new career and recording his debut album. He did that in the bedroom of a Los Angeles apartment, at least until he ran out of money and was forced into the street.
I lived in L.A. for a while and recorded my first solo cello album there, and ran out of money. So I had to break my lease and not live there anymore and not pay rent, so I ended up being in my truck most of the time. So I actually built a little bed that went in the back and had drawer space, and so I could sleep back there if I needed to.
Don't feel too bad for Matthew. In the interim, he made some connections, including playing with Nuevo Flamenco star Otmar Liebert.
I met Otmar at my friend Greg Gorman's place in Mendocino, California, and we ended up jamming in the living room together.
Otmar Liebert, who is no stranger to electronics, was impressed by Matthew's approach.
Basically, imagine Matt can start playing a riff and then lock it in and then put a second thing over that. So he can get percussive on the cello, he can do low bass lines on the cello, and then start playing more high register melodies. And so it's pretty impressive when you see it all come together.
I started doing alignment for my first album, and he offered to come sit in with me. I was honored to have him. And then he played a piece, and then I did some improvising over his piece, and we realized that we enjoyed playing music together. So then I did session for his album, and then he was on my album, and we're still in touch.
Recently, Matthew Shaning got to create his looping orchestra with a real orchestra.
Well, I had an amazing opportunity to play with the Northwest Symphony Orchestra at Seattle Symphony Hall. Matteo Messina is a composer for film. He invited me to come perform, and so he wrote backing tracks. So we did two pieces, and then the orchestra came in while I was performing, which was incredible.
Yet Matthew Shaning is an orchestra unto himself. In a roundabout way, Matthew Shaning has looped back to follow in the footsteps of his parents. His latest album is called The Art of Live Looping. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.